Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Okay, for today's brief devotional word, I'm going to read to you from Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. Check this out. Paul writes, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Now, as Paul wrote about what Jesus did on the cross, he expressed one aspect of it in a completely different way. Paul said that on the cross, Jesus wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us. Now, this handwriting of requirements has in mind a list of our crimes or our moral debt before God, a debt that no imperfect person can completely pay. But it can be taken out of the way by payment from a perfect man, Jesus Christ. Now that term, handwriting, it was a general word for a handwritten document, and it has been understood in various ways. Some people take it in a legal sense and say that it represents the charges against a prisoner or a confession of wrong made by the prisoner. If that's the case, Jesus wiped it out of the way. Others take it in a financial sense and see it as a debit or a ledger sheet that shows that we're bankrupt before God. Either way, it means that the document that once condemned us or showed that we were bankrupt, it's now completely erased, having been wiped out. And when Paul used that phrase, the idea is of something that was completely wiped over. And in the ancient world, we learned that that term was used of whitewashing a wall or overlaying a wall with gold. It means that the accusations against us were completely wiped away and covered over. Now, check this out. Jesus not only erased the document that condemns us, he then nailed it to the cross. This took it out of the way. You see, Jesus did everything possible to make sure that that handwriting of requirements that was against us could no longer accuse us. You know, I can imagine, and it's really just imagination, but it fits along with what the text says here. We can imagine the devil trying to accuse us and blackmail us, waving a list of our sins and debts to God, and we're ashamed at what the writing says and how it ruins our relationship with God. But then Jesus came, and he took that list that condemns us. He took it out of Satan's hand, and first Jesus erased it, and then he nailed it to the cross. That's an amazing, comforting, triumphant image. The next time the devil tries to accuse and condemn you, picture every accusation written down, then erased, then the paper itself nailed to the cross. Each time you feel overwhelmed by the guilt and the shame of your sin, trust what Jesus did for you at the cross, described right here in Colossians 2:14. Don't let what Jesus took out of the way somehow get in the way of your life and joy in Jesus Christ.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.